Or it may be the same type of insect that you know that if it gets in your clothes, it'll eat them if you're not careful.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
Will a moth do that?
There's moths. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll eat up your roads and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had a road here that they got into and we didn't know it's in that road.
Is that right? What do you call this insect that you see at night and it looks like it flashes on and off?
Lightning bug.
Lightning bug. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Not that I know of.
What about this insect that you see around ponds a lot? It's got a long, thin body and transparent wings. You know, every now and then it might light on your fishing pole.
Mosquito. Yeah.
Is it just
a mosquito? I think it's a mosquito. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're about the body,
yeah,
about that long.
Right, about as long as
you wide wings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mosquito hawk or something.
Mosquito hawk. Uh-huh. You ever heard people call those dragonflies?
Now, I've heard of dragonflies, but I didn't know that's what it was. Mm-hmm.
Some people call them snake doctors. Have you ever heard that?
No.
I haven't heard snake doctor. Mm-hmm. What about some...
Mosquito hawk, you don't think.
Mosquito hawk, yeah. What about some insects around here that can sting you?
Bees, wasps, yellow jackets, bumblebees, mm-hmm, hornets.
Mm-hmm. What about that? You mentioned a wasp. What about this insect that it makes its nest on the side of your house like a wasp will, but its nest looks like it's made out of mud?
Dirt dauber.
Do they sting?
I don't know. I never have had one sting me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about these insects that'll, if you walk around barefooted, they might burrow into your skin and make your foot itch or something like that? Raise welts on your skin?
Or not.
You have red bugs around here?
Oh, red bugs? Mm-hmm. Yes. They climb up on your legs.
Oh.
They bumps on you.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard red bugs called anything else?
Yeah, but I can't think what it is. Mm-hmm. You go in the woods here, and then there's a tick that does it,
a
too.
A tick, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tick and red bug, two different things, though, you know.
What about, is a red bug the same thing as a chigger?
Yeah.
Same thing?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the different types of snakes in this area?
Well, we've got the black snake, the quartz whip, and the moccasin, rattlesnake, and ground rattler, mm-hmm, and three or four other varieties.
Mm-hmm. Is there a king snake?
King snakes.
Mm-hmm. I've heard the king snakes are able to kill other snakes. Is that right?
Oh, they tell me they will, and I've seen one king snake, I think it was a king snake, swallow a little ground rattler about this long one time.
Is that right?
Right out here at the edge of my yard. Mm. I was going along one day, and I thought, he's about this long. And a little old ground rattler. You know what a ground rattler is, don't you?
I don't think so.
If not, you don't ever hear much now. There used to be a lot of them around there. A little rattlesnake about this long.
About a foot?
Yeah, about anything that way to that way. They hardly ever see one over that long.
Yeah.
But they hurt you bad. If they hardly ever kill you, though.
Yeah.
But I know people around here that's been bit by them. Hmm. Like Dr. Mitchell, boy, over here stepped on one in my pea patch out yonder.
Hmm.
If they call it a little round one, just like an old rattlesnake does.
Hmm.
They call them a little ground rattler.
I haven't heard of that type of snake.
And, there used to be a lot of them around here before they blowed up so many stumps. They'd raise around stumps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But since there's been so much dynamite used, I reckon it destroyed most of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I saw that snake. He had about half of that thing swallowed
when
I saw him. He'd swallowed his head, and those snake would go a little bit this way, and about that much more would disappear.
He's having a time getting that thing down, huh? I guess a king snake's a good snake to have around then.
Yeah.